The space shuttle Endeavour has now been up for 2 days. It blasted off on Wednesday. It will be up for 2 weeks. Riding on board that shuttle, astronaut Barbara Morgan. She was the backup to Krista McAuliffe, the teacher in space who died in the Challenger accident more than 20 years ago. Barbara has stayed with the space program, and this finally is her first flight. But that launch must have been quite a moment for her family especially. And we're joined right now by her husband, Clay Morgan. He's been a writer and a writer for National Public Radio over the years. Clay, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi.
Tell me what that launch was like for you.
They had the astronauts' families on the roof of the launch control center, which is connected to that great big vehicle assembly building. And so we had a wonderful view. They took us up there about 10 minutes before launch. We've been, like everybody else, watching on TV. And as the countdown got down to about 20 seconds, I did start getting pretty anxious. But, boy, things just went so beautifully. I thought I was shaking at first, then realized that the whole building was shaking from the shock wave coming 3 miles across to the building we were on.
How do you think Barb felt? I mean, have you spoken to her since she's been up?
No, I got an email from her that she sent just before she left, and she had a couple of questions for me. You know, she even told me what shirt to wear to the family picnic that we had the day before. So she's on top of everything. We haven't gotten to talk to each other yet. I just, seeing how busy they are, I don't think she's had time. And I've told her, if you can choose between looking out a window and writing to me, please look out a window.
You have two children, yes?
Yeah, we have two boys, 18 and 19.
So they were with you for the launch?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
They asked me how I was doing.
They asked you how you were doing, and what did you tell them?
I said, I'm doing fine. They're really proud of their mom.
Yeah, I'll bet. She stopped being a teacher, about 10 years ago and became a full-time astronaut. But, I mean, her role in this all this time has been to make space real for kids, to try to tell them what it would be like to be up there, to get them involved and excited about science. Do you think she's going to go back to teaching?
It was obvious to me late last night, they had Commander Scott Kelly and Barbara on a downlink just for a minute or two talking about the day, and Barbara was still talking like a teacher and very honest about the experience. When they reached orbit and weightlessness, I mean, the way she put it, she felt discombobulated, like she was upside down. I mean, she's telling it like it is. And she very much wants to continue an education. She feels like she's up there as a teacher. I mean, she's an astronaut, but she's a teacher in her heart and the way she looks at things. And she's certainly going to be very involved in the classroom and in teaching from now on.
You lost the shakes. They went away. That anxiety passed because it was a beautiful launch, but she still is up there.
Yeah. Yeah, what do they say? There's only four dangerous moments, the launch in orbit, the deorbit, and then the landing. It's all dangerous the whole time. And, after that beautiful launch, I feel really confident.
Clay Morgan. His wife, Barbara, is an astronaut on the Endeavour shuttle mission up in space right now. Clay, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Alex.